It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mash.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Final hour of the program. Here's how we started the show back at 2. We, weighed in a little bit to the Russell Wilson situation in Seattle, which is interesting for the league. I mean, this is one of the guys. This is one of the, I think, top three quarterbacks in the league, who you would think would be a lifer in Seattle and in the middle of their run there. And, well, it feels like he might be angling his way out of Seattle. You know, reports that the Seahawks have been taking calls on him. Russell Wilson himself confirmed that yesterday to Dan Patrick. Russell Wilson confirmed to Dan Patrick yesterday as well that he doesn't feel he's being protected like he wants to be protected. And I'm paraphrasing this anyway, that he wants input into personnel there in Seattle. So it feels like there's a situation brewing there in Seattle, and Russell Wilson could be available here in the next year or two. This is on top of guys like Deshaun Watson potentially being available. And we, you know, even for a time you thought Aaron Rodgers might be available and Carson Wentz being available and all these big money guys. And you know, whether you like them or not, you know, marquee guys. And, you know, whether you like that specific player or not is what I mean. These are top of the league quarterbacks. And as a Patriot fan or a Patriot media guy, you say, well, would you like them? Should they make an offer for Russell Wilson? Should they make an offer for these guys? And it occurred to me in the middle of all this, Maz, that it's one thing to say you need them, which they desperately do. It's another thing to say you'd give up the draft picks for them, which is debatable. But then it's a whole nother to say, do they want to pay them? And I think we're forgetting the fact that the Patriots don't want to pay their quarterbacks at the top of the market. They're on record as saying so. And so does that concern you about their pursuit of their next quarterback?
Absolutely, 100%. 100%. I don't know how it can't. So when you look at it and say they're married to the model, and I would hope, and given the state of the team, I borderline pray that they are willing to stretch that in some way, shape, or form, given the state of the franchise at the moment and what their needs are. But I have my doubts. To the point where, like, you know, I think I asked you in the email exchange this morning, let's say hypothetically Patrick Mahomes were available to them, but they have to take that existing contract that I think is something like $40 million a year, right? Again, I don't have the specific deal in front of me.
I do. It averages $45 a year.
Okay. And that, again, that's average, right? It's not guaranteed money, like all that stuff. But it's a blockbuster of a contract. You could get Patrick Mahomes right now. Murray, would you take him?
Yes.
Mike?
Yeah, me. Yeah, sure.
Of course. Who wouldn't? They wouldn't. Not with that contract. They would want to redo the deal. And I hear that and say, oh, man, talk about deflating as a follower of a team. Is there anything more deflating than that when there is a great player out there? And the thing is you just don't want to pay him what the market is.
And with what just happened, now is the time. If they have felt that way and there's that dug in on it, with what just happened with this year, Brady leaving after a year and then winning the Super Bowl, you got humbled. Now is the time to change your organizational philosophy.
Well, this is what I'm saying now. This, your only hope is that this year has been so embarrassing and such a wake-up call to you, and it went so poorly that you have to change your ways, and they're going to change their ways. Do you have any faith that that's going to happen?
No.
No, I don't.
Do you?
No. There might be tweaking. There might be tweaking, but a wholesale change? No. I need to see that. Let me put it to you like this. I don't think that they have been humbled enough yet. It's only been a year, and I think they say to themselves, we always knew this would be a reset year, so we reset. Tom won the Super Bowl. We can't control that, but we always felt this would be a middling year, and then we'd reload starting in 2021, and so we're going to do that. Now we'll see. So I don't think, no, my guess is they haven't come off of their philosophy whatsoever. And their philosophy, just to reset, folks, I go back to Robert Kraft, who after Tom Brady restructured his contract in 2012, the last real significant, you know, long-term restructure from Tom Brady came in 2012, in which he accepted fewer dollars in terms of average annual value. He took less money. He was paid back in terms of more guaranteed money and a longer term than the Patriots probably wanted to give him. But his give was he left money on the table for the Patriots. And Robert Kraft explained that deal as such back to Peter King at that time. He said, "I was just trying to stay ahead of the curve," said Kraft. "If we were going to have to pay him elite quarterback money and have elite quarterback cap numbers, I just didn't think we would be able to build a team. We don't want to have a team where we're paying 18 to 20% to a player on the cap. I wanted to do something elegant that would work for everybody. I had been talking to him on and off for maybe 18 months about how I wanted him to finish his career here and about how we both have to be smart about it. I just really want him to end his career as a Patriot." So that obviously didn't work out. And I think part of the reason it didn't work out is because of the contract that they signed him to. Where by the end, he said, "Why am I giving you back money when players are still walking out the door?" And I went into this earlier. I think it's a myth that Tom Brady giving back money allowed them to field a team around him. I think they could have fielded a team around him whether he gave that money back or not. Whether Brady was averaging 25 or 20, they could have kept players if they wanted to keep them. They just didn't want to pay those specific players at the time. Go back and listen to the top of the 3 o'clock hour of the podcast if you want that full spiel. But just going by their stated philosophy, we don't want to have an elite we don't want to have to pay him elite quarterback money and have elite quarterback cap numbers. I just didn't think we'd be able to build a team. So if that's the way they feel, that they don't want the quarterback making up 18 to 20% of the cap, and they still feel that way, well, then forget about all these big money quarterbacks. And the real number, Kraft said 18 to 20, because maybe that's what Brady was asking for at the time. Brady has never been more than 13% of the Patriots cap. And that was in 2006. Okay, so 15 years ago. If you want to start the clock when he did his last extension, which was again 2012, here's what he counted against the cap: 6.6%, 10.8, 10.6, 9.8, 8.6, 8.3. And then the last 2 years, he crept up to 12.2 and 10.9. And if he had stayed and they had given him $25 million a year, his cap number would have been in the $30 million range and it would have been closer to that 20% figure. But they're comfortable with Brady in that 12%, 13% area. Don't you think, Maz, that's what they consider, and they want to allot to the quarterback somewhere between 10 and 13% of the cap?
Absolutely, yes. Again, you know, don't judge them on what they say. Judge them on what they've done. And if the numbers show historically that that's the little zone that they're ending up in, then absolutely.
So let me just play this out for you, folks. The cap this year, again, because of the pandemic, it's going down. It's supposed to be about $180 million. Okay, so $180 million salary cap, 13% against the cap is $23.4 million. That is 13% of the cap. I picked that number because that was Brady's high water mark with the Patriots. 13% of the cap. If they're going to apply that methodology to this season, their quarterback can't make more than $23.4 million, which wipes out everyone north of Jimmy Garoppolo, mm-hmm. who would come to it around $24 million. So forget Pat Mahomes, forget, and again, not that you want any of these guys, but these are all these guys whose cap number are higher than that. Forget Pat Mahomes, forget Jared Goff, forget Tom Brady, forget Ryan Tannehill, forget Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger. Not that you would want him with a 10-foot pole. But either way, anyone who makes any real money, no shot. So how does that make you feel?
Oh, I just find it frustrating because, again, I look at the Patriots and say, you have the second most valuable franchise, according to the Forbes list that came out in September, second most valuable franchise in the league behind only Dallas. And so you're telling me you can't be in the market for the big players, the best players? Like, that part I find especially frustrating. And, Mike, here's the other thing, and we didn't touch on this earlier. If the salary is such a huge concern, well, then they should have been more aggressive about going to get Stafford.
Oh, yeah.
Stafford's number is low.
It is. $20 million cap hit.
Right? So if that's the case, if that's the kind of guy you want, then you have to go, you know, and he's available, then you have to be willing to pay the price to get him in terms of trade assets or resources, you know, draft picks, what have you. But they don't want to give that up either. So, like, how are you going to get the guy?
Well, you're going to draft him, and this is further solidifying.
When, Murray?
I don't know, but this is further solidifying my belief that the only way they're ever going to truly find the next guy, Mike, is by drafting him, because they certainly are not going to pay for him.
Okay, but see, again, and I say when. I don't even mean in terms of year. I'm saying in terms of what round, because first-round picks cost a little bit of money. I know they're slotting now, but the point is that I question whether they want to give up a first-round pick for a quarterback. Like, so, whether they would use their own pick on a quarterback. I question that.
And now the bigger issue is, and it would be for further on down the line, what if the guy's really good? He's going to want to be paid like these other guys.
Correct.
You're not going to get two guys in a row to take the banana in the tailpipe, Murray, to use that analogy again, like Brady did. Brady got duped into thinking that leaving money on the table would allow the Patriots to keep the players around him. And they just didn't. They let Wes Welker walk out the door. They let Darrelle Revis walk out the door. They let Chandler Jones on down the line. The players that got overpaid still left. Okay, so I think Brady got to a point that said, I'm not going to give you any more discounts because the players still leave when they get overpaid. So just pay me market and, you know, just keep doing what you do. Just pay me a little bit more. But the next guy, so Brady at a time there for about, 8 years did take below market. Is the next guy going to, you know, spend 8 years of his career taking below market?
After they waterboard him, there's a chance.
So let's say they execute this plan. They draft the next guy. They get good value for they draft the next Tom Brady. And he turns out to be good. Well, eventually you have to pay the guy. And he's not going to leave money on the table like Brady. He's not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Then what happens? What do you do there? Start all over at the quarterback position because you don't want to pay the guy more than 13% against the cap? Like, this sounds like that's scary. And I don't think they've been knocked off that perch. So we can dream. We can play around with Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff, if you care, or Carson Wentz, I really meant to say, or, you know, any one of them, Matt Ryan, any of these guys. They make too much money for the Patriots philosophy. Okay. My guess is that this is their plan, that they're going to take what they did last year, just try and upgrade each guy. In other words, they're going to have a bridgey veteran who's just going to be a little more expensive than Cam Newton, and they're going to draft someone who's drafted a little bit higher than Jared Stidham. And that's, they're just going to go forward with that same thing. It's just going to be not Newton and not Stidham, just a little bit more expensive on Newton and drafted a little bit higher than Stidham. And they're going to try and piece it together like that, because I don't feel that they've been, I have no idea how to know this, but it would be a quick turnaround for them to, a year later, say, you know what, actually we will spend 20% of the cap on a real quarterback after not doing it for a decade with Tom Brady. That feels like a quick turnaround to me, that they couldn't stomach making that big of an admission on the money.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath on that. I told you my biggest concern with the Patriots in this scenario is whether they are willing to do what it takes to go get a good quarterback, and I'm not sure they are.
All right. So there's the topic. We'll continue with your thoughts on it. You'll hear from Robert Kraft. The last time he really spoke about this stuff, and again, I miss Robert, because some of these cuts, I think he does well for himself, and we get an inkling about what the organization felt at the time and the drafting of Garoppolo and Brady's contract he addressed. I miss hearing from Robert. He don't have to come on with us. I know he wouldn't touch us with a 10-foot pole. My God. And I don't blame him. But talk somewhere. Or John, someone talk. Someone say something and give us an idea about what you're thinking. Because it's, I don't know, I miss it. I miss hearing from Robert, that's for sure. So we'll get back to your calls and hear from Robert right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Oh, oh.
Felger and Mass.
Oh, that would knock me in the gut.
98.5.
That is a big-ass number.
The Sports Hub.
It's safe to say Tommy's only worn one uniform in his entire career, and that's the Patriot uniform.
I sure hope so. That's, we did something creative with it. He was a visionary, and he allowed us to restructure his contract in a way that was good for us. And I know I personally and our whole fan base only want to see him always have that flying Elvis or Pat Patriot if we're doing throwbacks.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
So again, that was Robert back in 2014.
Yeah, that worked out.
Boy, they thought when they signed him to that extension, which I think took him through 2017, that would be it. That everyone, that was Robert, what he called it, the elegant solution. Brady takes a little less. The Patriots make sure more of it's guaranteed that he would normally get. Give him the extra years. And that would take him to the end of his Patriots career. And there you have it. There's the elegant solution. Everybody wins. Turns out Brady outlived that deal, unbelievably. And then he got to a point where he wanted another contract and said, I'm no longer going to, you know, but that's not totally true either, because he didn't ask for a top-of-the-market deal. He just asked for a more representative deal of what he was worth.
Right, the Drew Brees deal.
He asked for the Drew Brees contract, which is $25 million a year, which in terms of real money was still palatable. But Belichick wanted him gone, so he could use the salary cap as an excuse. There was some dead money proration still on Brady's deal that would have given him a cap number north of 30 if they'd given him 25. And that ties into, we don't want a quarterback making up too much of a percentage of the salary cap. And so, nope, not going to give you the deal. And it's kind of an excuse, because I think Bill wanted to move on from him anyway. And so Brady stopped taking the banana in the tailpipe when it came to the contracts. But now here we are looking for another contract, and are they still going to take the same approach? We can't give you too much money, because we, again, have to surround you with talent, which is bullcrap. But
I fear that. Yeah, I fear it.
So anyway, there's that topic. Back to your phones here on everything. How about Pat in Winthrop with the football thought? Hi, I'm sorry, it's Phil in Winthrop. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, hey, I just I rewatched the game the other night, and what kind of made me look at it the most was how bad that Mahomes was in the game. So I went back and looked at his stats over the past two Super Bowls this year and last year. So in the past two Super Bowls,
hey,
he has thrown.
Phil,
yeah.
Let me just stop.
Yeah,
do you think he's overrated?
Yeah. I mean, look, the past two Super Bowls, he's got two touchdowns with four interceptions. He's been sacked seven times, has three fumbles.
Would you take him?
Combined quarterback rating under 65%.
Would you take him on your team?
Of course I'd take him on my team. But, I mean, can we pump the brakes a little bit on this guy?
I don't really feel like pumping the brakes on him.
No, me neither.
I think he's rightfully the face of the league. I actually think he was pretty good in that game, and the reason he was running for his life is because he played behind a sieve of an offensive line. I put it in the email chain yesterday because I rewatched it too. You know who you reminded me of? Deshaun Watson the last 4 years. And if you got to, and I, this is one of the reasons I love Deshaun Watson, because you could just see it with your eyeball test. That kid is the real deal. He's the real deal. And if he had a real offensive line, he'd be Patrick Mahomes.
So now look, the idea of him being the next Brady, I think, is stupid. So if that's what the caller's getting at, then I'm with you.
Yeah, some of that narrative is ridiculous.
It is. It's absurd. But again, this gets back to the psychology of the Patriots fan or the football fan in New England, that now it's about attacking Mahomes. Because you got to attack someone because God knows your self-esteem has taken a beating in the last year.
So that's obviously a Brady Bobo kind of thing. Like, you know, the Patriots fan doesn't have anything left other than root against other people who people want to say are great. Because one of the tenets of Patriots fandom is you're not allowed to say that any other player or coach or system or GM is any good.
And nobody else gets to be good.
Everyone else sucks.
No one else gets to be good, exactly.
And we're great.
You said it much better than I could, Murray. As soon as someone says someone else is good and they lose, it's like, how do you like them now? That's all you have left, folks.
And Mike, by the way, Kyrie and Harden are quitters.
Chris in the car. Go ahead, Chris. What do you got?
Hey, Felga, I totally agree with you. I am not a parade guy one bit at all. I never have been with all the championships since going back to 2001, whatever. Never have been. But what you guys mentioned to me when I was driving home and I pulled over a Big Y, to stop to go shopping, is I watched the Brady thing with him throwing the thing and him getting off the boat and him being sea-legged. And the last time I seen Brady sea-legged, he was dating Tara Reid. So he wasn't having a great time, guys. Oh boy,
today,
that was priceless. Thank
Chris,
you.
Yeah, today was hurtful, and I'm not even a fan. But I felt today maybe it was the weather too, Maz. It's like
it's like 85 there.
Oh right, that was like ahead of the Charles, for crying out loud.
They're all in tank. Not even the head of the Charles is freezing at the end of October. This was they're all in tank tops, frolicking on boats, you know, in the water in Tampa, chucking the Vince Lombardi trophy to each other. It's like, oh God, that was. I'm not an envious guy, but if I were a fan, like that one would. This one hurts a little bit.
Yeah, reminded me of summers at Harwich. Look, by the way, those weren't Brady sea legs. Those were tequila legs. Oh, holy crap. He looked like Tyson against Buster Douglas.
Our buddy Tom's in Quincy. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I was listening a little bit while I was working earlier. I heard Hottie was not happy about an article that Jeff Howe wrote today on The Athletic. And it was basically Jeff Howe wrote like a laundry list of the top 25 needs or wants that the Patriots have. And he topped the list with Hunter Henry first and then J.J. Watt second. Yeah. And then he eventually got to quarterback at eight.
Eighth.
And that seems a little low to me. And he had Garoppolo as the pick. So, and I think the way that Hottie worded it was pretty good because he was like, oh, yeah, great. You know, you get a tight end, Hunter Henry, fantastic. And then you get a home wrecker. He gets home and he tackles a quarterback. He's a home wrecker. So I found it odd. I mean, I wouldn't mind either one of those players, but it's not putting
Tom, I think you said it best yourself. He had quarterback eighth. That's a little low. That's just a little.
But can't you see Belichick totally operating that way?
Oh yeah.
Like a lot of people, Bill, isn't quarterback the most position on the field, important position on the field? Not really.
Eighth.
It's like eighth. No, really. I mean, you put the defensive tackle, left corner, punter, kicker. Return man, you got to have the guy who can play three downs, and especially he's a four down player. You got to have that guy, you know. So you got to have all those bums before you get to quarterback. Remember, because the rest of the world is stupid, as you know, that they put priority and emphasis on the quarterback position because Bill thinks it's all overvalued. He thinks Jonathan Baldwin's as good as Julio Jones. Don't you know?
Can't pay the quarterback. Can't pay the quarterback. Let me. I have an email still. Let's do that now. Take care of that sponsor. It's on this very topic.
It's the Mondcast email of the day.
Yeah.
Dear Felga, I really hate you.
And I hate the Bucks.
And I think Mez is a boob.
B.O.B.
The Mondcast email of the day. Send one to Felga at 98.5.
The email of the day is presented by Mimecast. It's protected by Mimecast because that's what Mimecast does. They safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast. That's Mime, M-I-M-E, Mimecast.com. I think Beasley has Mimecast. Don't we have Mimecast?
Well, yeah. We do, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got that email. I saw it. Payroll wants your Social Security number and such and such because we're going to a new payroll system. Even old Felge snuffed that one out.
Yeah, because payroll already has that information.
I thought, don't you guys got this? But maybe Mimecast to help me out with that. Anyway, here's the email. It's from Joseph. He says, Felger, what Super Bowl winning team in the last 10 years has spent the biggest percentage of the cap on the quarterback? The New England Patriots. I know it doesn't fit your narrative, but at least know what you are talking about before you spout some stupid theory. Okay, Joseph, this is the point. The Pats have gotten away with it with Brady because Brady took the cheese and he bought their crap about leaving money on the table and he left money on the table. That's the point. They got away with it and now they think that's the reason they won. Do you think that's the reason they won, Joseph?
No, because when Brady left, they sucked.
So this is the whole point. Now Tom Brady wanted some actual real money, and they said no. How did that work out? So to me, that is it sounds to me like you're saying the Patriots are validated in their approach. I would say what has happened has done just the opposite. It has debunked their approach, because as soon as the quarterback wanted real money, and they said no, and they were left to their system, they fell on their face. Meanwhile, the quarterback got the money he wanted and won the Super Bowl where he went. So wouldn't you say that invalidates the Patriots' approach versus validating it?
Yes. It was Brady that made the system work.
In fact, that's
really the essence of it, Mike. Like, Brady made the system work. If you're talking about it from a financial point of view, Brady literally made the system work.
So, again, Patriots still thought they had it figured out back in 2014. Brady left that money on the table. They started going to Super Bowls again. They even drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe that was really more of a factor, too, because those last three championships, I think Brady found his second wind. He had a resurgence in his career, and it kind of coincided. Not with him giving money back, but with them drafting Garoppolo. And, well, once again, Patriots felt they had it all figured out. That's certainly the way it sounded in 2014. And I wonder if they have the same approach. You'll hear from Robert back at that time on Brady's contract and the drafting of Garoppolo right after Big Jim Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
You can listen to Felger and Mass on your phone.
I don't care.
With the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
I'm just a sports talk radio host. I'm not a reporter.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So now the big question is, with Tom Brady, when is it going to be time for Tom, or is Tom Well, from my point of view, and I think from our organization, we believe that Tom has a lot of play left.
He's ageless, right?
The way he takes care of his body, the way he eats, the way he plays, the way he trains, people look up to him. And, you know, at the same time, that's a position, if you don't have someone strong at that position, look what happened, how Tommy took over in that game after 9/11 when we delayed a week. And Mo Lewis, our friend from the Jets, took Drew out. And, you know, if we didn't have someone like Tommy in our system, it would have been very devastating. So, you know, in any business, you always need disaster insurance, the most important thing. And now we have a young man that, you know, I hope he's as good as everyone feels. I also hope he doesn't get a chance to stay long time.
Tom turns 37 before the season starts. I know you still feel like he has some of his best years in him. But I have to tell you, I interviewed your new quarterback after he was drafted, and I tweeted the picture out. It was the most retweeted tweet I've ever had in the history of Twitter for me. People are intrigued by this young man.
Well, let me just say,
well, he's also a good-looking guy.
Well, that might have something to do with it.
And you're okay, too.
I don't know why. I rolled that back like 3 or 4 times this morning and laughed every time. Robert. I miss Robert. I miss hearing from him.
When was that again? What year?
2014. So they're talking about Garoppolo there, obviously. You know, they're talking about a couple things. Brady and his contract and what that allowed them to do, which I do not buy. And then the disaster insurance and the reason they drafted Garoppolo in the first place. And, you know, it's just sort of funny to think now here we are 7 years later, and not only were they not worried about disaster insurance, they weren't even worried about the roof to protect them in the first place.
It's like, right. Yeah, they slept outdoors.
Right? Like 7 years ago, they were worried about the backup. Now they don't even give a crap about the starter, apparently. Like, it's like, what happened?
Yeah, and Mike, you know, the other thing in listening to that again, when he says, you know, we had disaster insurance with Tommy back in 2001. You know what the disaster insurance cost them in 2001? $298,000.
Well, this is what they've been duped into believing now, that that's what you should pay for a quarterback.
So that, again, so because we manage it the way we do, we had the disaster insurance. Brady was a 6th-round pick. He made so the point is, if you draft well, you know, you don't even have to hit on the early-round picks. We're talking special teamers, the depth guys that they always rave about. The disaster insurance in 2001 cost them $298,000. That was not a product of Drew Bledsoe taking less.
So, but the number of fans who, though, are still buying it with them, I don't know. I don't know if this is reflective of fans or just the emails that I get. Thomas writes in, how wrong you all are. When was the last time the top-paid quarterback won a Super Bowl in the last 15 years? The answer, never. Now, look, I agree that a good quarterback does require spending at the position, but hearing all three of you jump at the opportunity to take on Wilson, Mahomes, Rodgers, Watson, etc. on their current contract is ludicrous. That has never worked in the current age of the NFL. Let's see what the Chiefs do next year when half of their cap is spent on a defensive tackle and a quarterback. I mean, I would agree that if they overspend on a defensive tackle, that's not smart, but overspending at the quarterback position? I disagree anyway. The emailer says, Thomas says, let's see whatever team who grabs Wilson try and build a team around him. Long story short, paying a quarterback top dollar in the long run of winning championships is not worth it. With a good coach and a good system, you can get a bum like Goff, Garoppolo, or Flacco to a Super Bowl. So there's a fan who wants to continue with the coaching and the system versus the quarterback thing.
Okay, but wait a minute. Who are the guys he rattled off again? Garoppolo, Goff?
Goff and Flacco.
Okay, Goff got a big contract, right? Did they get to the Super Bowl when he had the contract?
After.
Yeah, it was after. That was
okay.
Last year.
So, so look, I just wrote down the last, I don't know if it's 15, but I went back quite a ways. Here are the last Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, and I didn't want to look up every one of their contracts, but we can tell you whether they were. He said the top paid guy. So like, does it matter if you're number one or number three? I mean, let's just, if you're one of those highly paid quarterbacks, do you win? Brady won the last one. He is one of the highly paid quarterbacks. Again, he's not the highest, but the $25 million, I think, ranked him 6th, is what we looked up the other day, right? So Brady won the last one. The one before that was Mahomes. He was on his rookie contract, but Okay, fine. Mahomes on his rookie contract. Then Brady again with you on a cheap Patriots contract. Before that, Nick Foles, backup money. Before that, Brady, cheap Patriots contract. Before that, Peyton Manning, who again was a sidecar, but I think was making good money when he was with the Denver Broncos.
He was.
Before that, Brady on the cheap Patriots contract. Before that, Russell Wilson on his rookie contract. Okay? Then Joe Flacco, before he got paid, won the one before Wilson. Then Eli Manning, one before Flacco. I think Eli was highly paid.
He was.
He was one of the highest paid guys of his time. So don't tell me he's not a highly paid guy. Was he the number one guy the year he won? Maybe not. But he made his money. He was at the top of the pay scale. Don't kid yourself. Before that, Aaron Rodgers. Probably at the time he wasn't at the top of the pay scale. It was just his second or third year as a starter, so it was on a cheaper deal. Before that, Drew Brees. He's always gotten paid as far as I know. Before that, Ben Roethlisberger, always gotten paid as far as I know. Eli, always gotten paid as far as I know. Peyton Manning before that. So that's, I don't know if that's 15 or what that is. But you could say in the case of Russell Wilson and Pat Mahomes, yeah, they were on the rookie contracts. They were cheap quarterbacks at the time. So you're saying, emailer, that when those guys came up for contract, you should have let them go? I mean, because that's what you're saying right there. Then, I mean, that's the, or trading them before they get to making real money. That's the path to draft that quarterback, maximize him in his rookie contract, and then when he gets to year five, trade him or dump him, but don't give him the extension. So that the Chiefs should have let Pat Mahomes go, or the Seahawks should have let Russell Wilson go, or the Packers should have let Aaron Rodgers go. This is what they should do. Is that what you're saying?
See, I just think people are so clueless about this. And when I say clueless, disingenuous about it. So, because again, nobody's letting those guys go. No, nobody's going to let those guys go. And the other thing is, to me, apply it to the issue now. They don't have a quarterback. Okay, they didn't draft Brady again in the sixth round and pay him $298,000 in his second year.
But
they,
look,
they don't have that guy, Mike. So how are you going to get him?
I don't know. But if they really believe this, if the Patriots really believe this, you can't have a super highly paid quarterback. Now you are hoping to win with the coaching and the system, which I just think had a giant hole poked in it. But okay, we're going to live with the coaching and the system, and every 3, 4, 5 years we're going to cycle through quarterbacks. Because as soon as you win at a high level with the quarterback, he's going to want to get paid, or he's going to go somewhere to get paid. So that's going to be a revolving door position. Or you got to find the next dope, and I say that with all the love and respect in my heart, like Tom Brady, to leave money on the table because he thinks it's surrounding him with talent. You're not going to find that. The next guy's not going to take the banana in the tailpipe. I keep saying that. So what does this mean now? So the best we can hope for here then, according to this emailer and some fans and the Patriots, I guess, is that they hit a grand slam home run at the draft.
Mm-hmm.
You get 4 years of service out of him, and then mm-hmm. when he goes into that fifth-year rookie option deal, you got to deal him. Like, that's pretty much it, right?
Right, or you got to convince him to play ball with you.
Or somehow we got to figure out a way to win with Joe Flacco, which the Ravens did do. I mean, that did happen. Not, you know, that obviously happened once. So that's the path now. We got to find a bummy quarterback and build around him, and that's how it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you have to find a bummy quarterback without really having drafted one in the last 3 years.
Right.
At least not a good one. That's another thing, too, is you look at it and say, if this is the model, then why weren't you more aggressive in trying to find a better quarterback in the last 3 years?
And that plan of attack goes against exactly how the rest of the league is run right now.
So, I mean, here is the model. I mean, I think you've got to pay for the best quarterback you can find, and that will preclude you from spending all the money you want elsewhere because these owners need to make their money. It's not about the cap. It's about the hard dollar, and there is a budget on the hard dollar. So, fine, I acknowledge. You pay Patrick Mahomes $45 million a year. That's going to cost you something on your roster somewhere else in terms of veteran talent. What you have to do is draft well. You have to be able to draft. You have to be able to fill those spots affordably through the draft. What's your confidence level in Belichick doing that?
Low.
Yeah, low.
Okay, so, but we never really have to worry about that spot because apparently they're not going to pay for the quarterback. So, here's Bob in Easton. I'm sure he's got some pearls of wisdom for us. Hi, Robert.
Is Bedard on next week? Is he? Please. Is he done for the year? Because I'm praying he's listening to this and he's on next week. First of all, you guys are so cute that you don't let the facts get in the way of your stupid hot takes or all your takes.
How'd you enjoy Sunday, Bob? How'd you like Sunday?
Hold on.
Huh?
How about today? Did you see the boat parade?
I was happy for Brady. I was happy for Brady. I'm not one of those. But here's the thing. So first of all, when you talk about, you make fun of Kraft when he says the 18%. And when you look up the percentages of the salary cap, and that emailer was right, the highest paid salary cap guys don't win the Super Bowl. But here's where it's not fair, guys. First of all, Brady was drafted in 2001. The game has changed from 01 to when Mahomes and Wilson were drafted. Secondly, you can't compare last year when Brady was on the Patriots, and you guys, I called this show.
Hey,
you
Bob,
guys made fun of their schedule. They ate no. Hold on.
What's your point, Bob?
Yeah, what is your effing point?
What is your point? What are you getting at? Give me the conclusion.
Please, land the plane.
Here's my point. You made fun of the Patriots last year when they started out 8-0 because they had no, and you made fun of Brady when he was down and out. And now that he jumped to a team, you're going to say Brady last year, and then he leaves, and now this team is in shambles. When, by the way, guys, they were in shambles last year. They were a fake 12-4 team.
Hey, Bob, stay on topic. Would you bring in Patrick Mahomes?
You can't do that.
Stay on topic, and would you pay Pat Mahomes $40 million a year? Would you?
Not if it was over 30. Not if it meant I couldn't get other players. By the way.
Okay. No. So fine. No. The answer is no. You don't want Patrick Mahomes at his salary. Fine. Great. That's at least you. I got you to kind of say it. You don't want to own up to it, but that's basically what you're saying, because that's what those guys are going to make. This is what I'm trying to drive home today. It's like I'm a school marm, and it's a lesson, but. We all dream about them landing a next great quarterback, getting that next great quarterback.
Yeah, right. This is exactly my point. How are you going to get him?
You don't want to pay for it. You think it's dumb to pay for it. So you think we're not going to have a great quarterback, according to you, that you're going to have to win another way. Okay. Good luck with that.
That's it. I mean, and again, I have my – so and beyond that, it gets worse. Like, beyond the money, which is enough. We don't need more than that. I'm not convinced they would actually use a first-round pick on a quarterback. It's a little risky. Bill doesn't like that. No, what if the guy doesn't work out? Right? And again, let alone the whole fifth-year option and all the other crap that comes along. They'd rather take one in the second round. Of course, if they had taken Garoppolo in the first round, they'd have had the fifth-year option. They could have kept him for another year.
The first year is actually better, but a first round's actually better in that regard because the fifth year gives you team control. But the fifth-year option is at the average of the top, it's a franchise number, basically.
Yeah, it's like the top 5 or 10 or whatever, right?
Exactly. This is why Dak Prescott is at such a high number. He was on that fifth year, I think. It's still a top-of-the-market quarterback number. So on your plan, Bob, we have to trade the quarterback at the end of year 4, even if he's Pat Mahomes, because you can't build around Pat Mahomes and his salary.
So then again, really, so this comes back. Oh, I get it now. This is why you don't draft Pat Mahomes. Oh, I get it. That makes sense. That's a stupid pick.
Don't you understand?
No, that's right. I get it now. I get it. Oh, my God. The light bulb went off. I get it. Drafting Patrick Mahomes, stupid.
What's dumb?
I get it, right.
We got
Deshaun
it.
Deshaun Watson, too. Same deal.
Stupid.
Dumb.
Idiots.
Like, why would you want a good quarterback in the first round? I get it. Oh, that's so dumb.
This is what we've just figured out. According to Bob and Easton, our emailer Thomas, our emailer Joseph, we just figured it out. Drafting a really talented young quarterback? Stupid.
Yeah. No, you're better off taking fourth-round picks for 10 years and hoping that you hit on one. And then, but then you run into the same issue. And that guy, then you have to franchise. You know what? You're better off not drafting a quarterback at all, really, is what it comes down to.
Yeah, do what the Denver Broncos did that one game. Just put the punt returner in there or whatever.
I'd go undrafted free agent myself.
Tremendous value there. I'm glad we figured this out. The Chiefs are a bunch of idiots.
You know what? Now that I think of it, Taylor Heinicke signed for $4.5 million today. You can't get him either.
Final word comes your way next.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win. with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. That would be nobody.
No one.
All right. So there was some debate as to whether or not this counted as when hosts aren't listening. But really, I feel like it's more of an example of when hosts plow through and just get to what they want to get to from earlier today when we were talking about the Celtics and how the East looks in the NBA.
The East is still, to me, susceptible. Have you noticed what's happened to the Nets?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're a disaster. They have no defense.
Kyrie's starting to get impatient.
Boy, did the Nets quit. They freaking quit. Durant gets yanked off the floor.
I'm talking about Kofi. Harden and Kyrie just freaking quit.
The Bucks are playing much better. I've been watching a bunch of their games, but
I still think they are susceptible.
I'm sorry, you're not going to win with DiVincenzo and the rest of their cast in the last 5 minutes of a close playoff game.
Well, look, Kyrie and Harden are quitters, Mike. They're quitters.
Yes, and I moved on to the Bucks and told you they're still ahead of you, and they are still susceptible, and now you're left with Philly.
And I just think Philly trust.
If you just get your act together, I still think you have a shot in this conference.
Yeah, so my only point was, on the Brooklyn part of it, those guys have reputations of being quitters, and without Durant there, they will quit. Those two won't get along. But to the bigger picture of the Bucks and the Sixers and everyone else, all I'm saying is the road they have to travel is even longer than that.
No,
that's all.
The gap between them and a championship remains high. And I'll give you another 2 minutes on the Bucks if you want to ignore that again, Maz. I'll do that later. That only wasn't when hosts aren't listening. It's like when hosts aren't listening to a full segment.
No. What happened was I had a thought in my head. No, let me tell you what happened. As you were talking about the Nets, I had a thought in my head of, well, those two guys have a reputation of quitters. But rather than cut you off.
No, you let me go full 3 minutes on the Bucks before you circle back.
Rather than cut you off. Because, who likes being cut off? So rather than that, I thought I would wait. But because I'm sort of damned if I do there, damned if I don't. Because if I cut you off, you say, shut up, let me talk. And if I don't, you cut you off, you say, well, I'm talking about the Bucks. So my bad. Either way, my bad.
We could have used a transition there. I think just you going, back to the Nets for a second. Those guys are quit. It just needed a little transitional something to take it back to where we were, because I did give you about 2.5 minutes on the Bucks.
No, it was a solid 2.5, too. I think the ratings just skyrocketed in those 2.5 minutes on the Bucks.
Maybe that's a lesson for me.
Yeah, I'm just clarifying that part of it. It's next time I'll cut you off. That's what I'll do. I'll just have no hesitation for that whatsoever.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.